Gordon Chaplin's father was a seemingly happy-go-lucky, charismatic adventurer who married a wealthy heiress and somehow transformed himself into the author of a landmark scientific study, Fishes of the Bahamas, published by the Academy of Natural Sciences of Philadelphia. As a young boy, Gordon took part in collecting specimens for his father. 50 years later, he was asked to join a team from the same institution studying the state of sea life in those waters in the Bahamas where he grew up, as measured against his father's benchmark. The first of the sea changes presented in his book, Full Fathom 5, stems from climate change and is the drastic transformation of ocean life due to global warming. The second is his father's miraculous transformation from a presumed playboy into scientist. And the third involves the author's own complicated relationship with his parents, and in particular his father, as he grew older and assumed the part of the prodigal son. 50 years later, returning to his childhood home, he delves into the mysteries of his father's life and the impossibility of ever truly recovering the past or even returning home. Again, the book is Full Fathom 5, Ocean Warming and a Father's Legacy. Gordon Chaplin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's very nice to have you with us. That's a lot to put in a book.
It is. It was very complicated trying to write it because science is one thing and memoir is completely different. So you're dealing with family situations on the one hand. On the other hand, you're dealing with science, you know, what's happening with the environment.
The whole project of coming back and doing this after 50 years, is that something that you think long and hard about, that you don't hesitate, you have trepidation? How do you receive an invitation like that?
I was totally surprised. It came in a phone call from the Academy. You know, my father worked there, and I wasn't expecting it at all. And they said, we want you to be part of this retrospective study. The 50 years is a larger span than any other study, and it's unique. It's all based on his work. And when I heard this, I was holding the phone in my hand, cramped. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and I thought, this sounds too good to be true. Returning to your childhood with scientists carrying the bags, I just couldn't believe it was happening.
Was there an understanding that on your own part right away that this would and somehow be rough waters in the sense of emotionally and coming to terms with the relationship with your father and what you had and what he had experienced and the really the ultimate baggage that you're bringing along with all the bags that they're carrying?
Yeah, absolutely. I had been, you know, a prodigal son, as you say. I'd gone in a totally different direction. I'd become a journalist, and I hadn't really paid much attention to his work until this happened. But I was ready. I'd gotten to the point in my life where I was ready to try to come to terms with my father after years of disaffection. And so I really jumped at it.
But it seems as though you always had an appreciation for the work.
Well, I did. I tried to be a scientist myself. I went to Cornell School of Wildlife Conservation, but I only lasted there for a year. And I found the biology and, you know, botany and zoology, I just couldn't fit those into my childhood experiences, and I failed. I flunked out of Cornell and became a journalist instead. I found writing in English, you know, much more in tune with my talents than science was.
As I mentioned in the book, there's three themes here, and one of course is the science itself and what you learn and what you see firsthand by doing this is the impact of of climate change.
Yes, climate change is the most important factor in underwater health. We worked in the Bahamas, which is pretty remote. Most of it is not affected by human inputs. It's not polluted. It's not overfished. But you know, it is subject to global warming, and most of the damage to the coral in the Bahamas happened during an El Nino condition of 1997 to 98 that raised the water temperature around the world more than 1 degree centigrade on the average over a period of a year. And that's enough to start killing coral. And most of the damage in the Bahamas is due to those 2 years, 1997 to 98. That's when it all happened.
The actual work that you were doing, I mean, you write about this in the book, but even though you're invited along, it certainly had its challenges of funding and doing all of the things that you need to do when you're doing a study like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I ask myself the question now, if I'd known when I got this invitation, it would take 7 years, 5 expeditions, 3 different project leaders, and countless hours of politicking and fundraising, would I have gone ahead? And the answer is yes, absolutely. It's been one of the most satisfying things I've ever done.
So it was always a study to compare now to the work that your father had done.
That's right. It was that the idea was to use his baseline. He'd accumulated huge archives of material over the 15 years he spent doing his book, a pretty unique baseline. So we had a 50-year-old baseline, which is more than any other study that I know of. And that was the whole point, to go back and replicate his methods, make the collections in the same places using exactly the same techniques, and see what the differences were.
What did you learn about his science through this comparison and using it as a baseline?
Well, I was constantly amazed at this book, Fishes of the Bahamas and Adjacent Tropical Waters. People in the field regard it as a classic, but I hadn't really paid much attention to it until now. And it is a classic. I'm amazed at the language. I'm amazed at the details. I'm amazed at the whole production. And, you know, I was coming to grips with this for 7 years. And at the end of it, my father really turned out to be heroic. He's my hero. Whereas before, I didn't really know him.
And obviously you write about this beautifully in the book, but I mean, when did you feel or start to notice that there was trouble in your relationship?
Oh, I'd say it all started when I got expelled from Cornell.
Yeah.
He was very unhappy with that, and he wasn't entirely unsympathetic with my career as a journalist, but he was English, and in England journalists have very, very low status. You know, they're like paparazzi here, and so it had, you know, the whole field I was in didn't resonate with him. He would much rather have had me be a scientist, but that's the way the cookie crumbled.
And you had an idea of what his reputation was that may not have been necessarily accurate.
As I say, I didn't have much of an idea. I'd turn my back on it. And
but I mean, you did you hear? Did you you? Well, you had some idea of what was going on, I assume. And
I had some idea, but I had no idea exactly what he had gone through. There was one review of the book that said, you know, anybody that hasn't done a book like this will never understand exactly what the people that wrote it went through. Most of it's like hours and years of lab work in the basement of the Academy of Natural Sciences. It's not romantic. It's not dramatic. It's just hard work, and I couldn't imagine my father doing this, but he did it. You know, the result is there in front of you, this amazing book.
So is it enough? Is this a gift that you feel that you've been given to see this, and that, or is there regret that you didn't figure this out sooner?
I regret that I didn't figure it out sooner, and I'm glad that it finally happened. It's through no work of mine. It just was put into my lap, and I went with it. But I'm very, very glad to have finally done it, and that's why I titled the book "Full Fathom Five." It's from Shakespeare's Ariel's song in The Tempest: "Full fathom five, thy father lies. Of his eyes are pearls. Of his eyes are coral made. Of his bones are coral made. Of his eyes are those are pearls that were his eyes. Nothing of him doth fade." But and so on. Anyway, it was a perfect epitaph.
The name of the book is Full Fathom Five, Ocean Warming and a Father's Legacy. The book is published by Arcade. It's a beautiful book and beautifully packaged as well, with wonderful plates and some wonderful examples of your father's work. Gordon Chaplin, I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. It's a delight to have you here.
Thank you, Joe. I enjoyed it.
Great pleasure. Coming up next, we'll talk about the Asopus Chamber Orchestra. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.